You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Wing from Melrose.
Good morning.
Morning.
Wing, you know, Melrose is home to my favorite Mexican restaurant, Mexico Lindo.
So I've heard.
I like that sarcasm.
That's what we're here for.
We kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Wing.
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
So there are five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more of them correctly than Kennedy. We're going to give you $1,000 this morning. Just a reminder that if you tie Kennedy, unfortunately, that is a loss for you. She's now over in that studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It was 15 years ago this week, this female pop star released the song Mine. Who is she?
Taylor Swift.
Amaya and Brian threw out the first pitch at last night's Red Sox game. On which reality TV show did these two fall in love?
Love is Blind.
Question number three. Blake Lively's legal team claims the actor she's embroiled in a legal battle with leaked info from her July 31st deposition to paint it as a face-to-face showdown and stir up media mentions. Who is she in a battle with?
Justin Bardoni?
What's the... Say it one more time.
Bardoni?
Question number four. It was 14 years ago. Ed Sheeran put his celebrity twin, who you may remember from Harry Potter, in a music video, and he just did it again. Who is his celebrity twin? What's the actor's name?
Rupert Grant.
And question number five. Sharon Stone says Michael Douglas didn't want to hire her for the movie they did together back in the day because they'd previously had a bad fight at a party. For his part, Michael says he doesn't remember. What was the movie that they starred in?
Basic Instinct.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
How do you think you did, Wing?
I am unsure about a whole bunch of them.
All right, well, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Wing from Melrose, I have getting 4 out of 5 correct.
Holy cats, well done, friend.
Let's see if it's enough.
Let's see if it's enough. He's tempering his reaction.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
These are difficult. Question number one. 15 years ago this week, this female pop star released the song Mine. Who is she?
The song what?
Mine.
Mine? Taylor Swift.
I just can't believe it's been 15 years since that song came out.
I can't believe I know that was a Taylor Swift song.
Tied at one, question number two. Amaya and Brian threw out the first pitch at last night's Red Sox game. On which reality TV show did these two fall in love?
Love Island.
They were adorable. The smiles on their faces.
They do look quite happy.
The Red Sox jerseys. It was good vibes only, Kennedy.
We love it.
2-1, question number three. Blake Lively's legal team claims the actor she's embroiled in a legal battle with leaked info from her July 31st deposition to paint it as a face-to-face showdown and stir up media mentions. Who is he? What's
so
his name?
Dirty. Justin Baldoni.
3-2, question number four. 14 years ago, Ed Sheeran put his celebrity twin, who you may remember from Harry Potter, in a music video, and he just did it again. Who is the actor?
Rupert Grint.
4-3, question number five. Sharon Stone says Michael Douglas didn't want to hire her for a movie they did together back in the day because they previously had a bad fight at a party. For his part, Michael says he doesn't remember.
Sure he doesn't.
What was the movie?
Basic Instinct.
I think that is a good example of just life. Something happens in your life and you hold on to it, and then the other person doesn't even remember it.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it happens a lot.
It happens a lot. Mm-hmm. You feel so much emotion about something, And in the other person's mind, it was a fleeting moment that they didn't think about twice.
Correct.
So 5-4 is the final score. There you go. All about life, love, and winning for Kennedy that time. Wing, I'm sorry.
You did really well, buddy.
No, those were tough questions. You did great. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Ring from Rose, and I can only tie Kennedy.
I love the show. They're real. They're fun. Down to earth.
They're pretty funny. I like that Carson and Kennedy.
It gets me ready for the day.
Thank you for listening to the Carson and Kennedy Show.
Carson and Kennedy, you're great. Obsessed.
If you want more of the Carson and Kennedy Show or missed Can't Beat Kennedy,
I like to try to beat Kennedy.
Check out Mix1041.com or download the free Odyssey app.